Page 12, measure number 24-423. City of Salem, referred to the people by the City Council. City of Salem Library Improvements, General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question, shall city issue up to $18,600,000 in general obligation bonds for earthquake safety and building system improvements to the library? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, if approved, this measure would finance improvements to the Salem Public Library and other capital costs that would strengthen the library building and adjacent surface parking lot and parking garage to increase protection for the public and building in the event of a major earthquake, repair or replace library building systems including the roof, windows, plumbing, electrical, entryways, shelving, space remodeling, and air conditioning systems, extend the life of the library for an additional 30 years. Any funds remaining would be used to fund other capital costs for the Salem Public Library or the Salem Civic Center campus. Bonds may be issued in one or more series, and each series would mature in 31 years or less from their issuance date. It is estimated that the fiscal year 2018-2019 proposed tax would result in a rate of 12 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value. For a home assessed at $200,000, the estimated property tax for the bonds would be $24 per year or $2 per month. Explanatory statement. The City of Salem is proposing improvements to the Salem Public Library to address earthquake safety and building system improvements through the issuance of general obligation bonds to be approved by the City of Salem Voter Project. The estimated cost for the project is $18.6 million. If the bond measure is approved by the voters, the project would seismically strengthen the library and adjacent surface parking lot and parking garage located on the Salem Civic Center campus in downtown Salem. In addition, the project would repair or replace a variety of building systems in the library, including the roof, windows, heating, shelving, cooling, electrical, plumbing, and accessibility improvements. The improvements would extend the life of the library for an additional 30 years. Any excess funds after the project is complete may go toward other capital costs of the Salem Public Library and or the Civic Center campus. It is estimated that the fiscal year 2018-2019 city tax rate for the bonds would be 12 cents per $1,000 of assessed value if the bond measure is approved by voters. For a home assessed at $200,000, the estimated property tax for the bonds for fiscal year 2018-2019 would be $24 per year or $2 per month. Submitted by Ruth Ann Stellmacher, City Recorder, Elections Officer, City of Salem. No arguments were submitted in opposition to Measure 24-423. Page 13, beginning arguments in favor of 24-423. The City Council urges you to vote yes on Measure 24-423. Two of our most important responsibilities as elected leaders in Salem are to ensure the safety of our citizens and to maintain our critical infrastructure for future generations. Measure 24-423 does both. We put 24-423 on the ballot because an $18.6 million investment in our 45-year-old main library will prevent it from collapsing in a major earthquake. Our library is one of the busiest in the state. On a typical day, 1,600 people visit our library, including many children, families, and seniors. Their safety cannot be ignored any longer. It's time to make our library earthquake safe. Passing Measure 24-423 will also maintain our library by replacing the aging roof, windows, plumbing, electrical, and HVAC systems, and other building components that are many decades old. By doing this, we can extend the life of our library and parking garage for 30 years or more at about a third of the cost of a new library. And speaking of the cost, we know our city staff has worked hard to make the tax burden of this measure as low as possible. The average homeowner will see their taxes increase by less than $20 a year. Voting yes on Measure 24-423 is the right thing to do to protect the lives of library users, volunteers, and staff. It's also a smart investment to make to extend the life of our library to serve future generations. Please join us in supporting Measure 24-423. Mayor Chuck Bennett, Councilor Kara Kaser, Ward 1 Councilor Tom Anderson, Ward 2 Councilor Brad Nanke, Ward 3 Councilor Steve McCoyd, Ward 4 Councilor Matt Osek, Ward 5 Councilor Chris Hoy, Ward 6 Councilor Sally Cook, Ward 7 Councilor Jim Lewis. Here's another argument in favor. The League of Women Voters endorses Measure 24-423. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan political organization that encourages informed and active participation in government, works to increase understanding of major public policy issues, and influences public policy through education and advocacy. One of the public policy issues we have been concerned for years about is our readiness for the next Cascadia subduction zone earthquake. Researchers at Oregon State University have said there is a 1-in-3 chance of a major earthquake striking off the coast of Oregon in the next 50 years. We believe that all levels of government share the responsibility of coordinating, implementing, and funding an effective program to mitigate Oregon's earthquake and tsunami hazards. That is why we support the Salem City Council's action to put an $18.6 million bond measure on the November 7th ballot that would fund a life safety seismic upgrade of our main library and parking garage. We understand that on a typical day, 1,600 people, including children, families, and seniors, visit the library. We can no longer ignore the risk of a catastrophe. It's time for voters in Salem to do the right thing for our community. Therefore, the League of Women Voters of Marion and Polk Counties endorses Measure 24-423 and urges a yes vote on the measure. Cindy J. Burgess, J.D., President, League of Women Voters of Marion and Polk Counties. This information furnished by Judy Martin, Renew Our Library Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 14, continuing with arguments in favor of Measure 24-423. The Salem Public Library Foundation asks for your support for Measure 24-423. The last time Salem citizens were asked to pass a bond measure for our library was nearly a half a century ago. It was in 1968 that Salem voters approved bonds to build our library as part of the new Civic Center. Since then, the city has made many improvements to our library without having to increase your taxes. Much of that is because of the establishment of the Salem Public Library Foundation, founded in 1981, to raise private funds to improve our library. Since then, we have worked with the city to construct a new branch library in West Salem, build the teen scene space for teens in the main library, and, most recently, we funded the transformation of our children's library on the second floor into one of the best in Oregon. And those are just the major projects we have supported. But now it's time for everyone to step up to fund the biggest improvement project since our main library opened in 1972. For $18.6 million, we can make our library earthquake safe, and we can extend the life of the building for at least another 30 years. This project is far beyond the capacity of the foundation to fund. After nearly a half a century since the last library bond measure, it will be up to all of us to do the right thing and make a smart investment in our library's future. If the bond measure is successful, the Salem Public Library Foundation looks forward to exploring how we can enhance the renewal project in ways large and small by pursuing grants and additional private support. Please join us in supporting the city's plan to make our library earthquake safe and fully functional for decades to come. Vote yes on Measure 24-423. Judy Martin, President, Salem Public Library Foundation. Bob D'Entremont, past president, Salem Public Library Foundation. Continuing on page 14, another argument in favor. Support young readers by voting yes on Measure 24-423. Raising two boys here in Salem, I can list countless ways that the Salem Public Library has supported my children's growth and development. I have fond memories of clear backpacks filled with books about frogs, squeals of joy inspired by the opening of the Discovery Room doors, and soft, warm read-to-a-pet Labradors who patiently listen to the whispers of my beginning readers. As the boys have grown, audiobooks have been our road trip companions. The summer reading program continues to be a family tradition, and the teen scene has become another resource of endless opportunities. As a mom and a teacher, I know that greater access to reading materials leads to more reading, and more reading leads to greater reading achievement. That means that with 25 books spread across my living room floor, my son is sure to find one that catches his eye. Cracking that book and entering that story is his next step in becoming a better reader. Each visit to the library, with its endless supply of materials, programs, and events, is a new opportunity to engage my children at any age and support their learning. That is the process of turning a young reader into a master reader. Families of all incomes and backgrounds in Salem benefit from library services. Access to literacy, education, and culture provided through the library ultimately supports lifelong learning for your family, your neighbors, your teacher, your gardener, your dentist, and the stranger you pass on the street. Voting yes on Measure 24-423 ensures that our city library is safe and vibrant for future young readers. It maintains this cornerstone of literacy for all in our community. It provides space for young and old to learn, explore, and grow. Please join me in voting yes to renew our library. Angela Oberry, proud mom of two library supporter education readers. This information furnished by Judy Martin, Renew Our Library Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 15, another argument in favor. A local architect explains why renewing our library is a wise investment. On November 7th, voters in Salem will be faced with two choices. Either we agree to increase our taxes by a relatively small amount to extend the life of our 45-year-old library by 30 years or more, or we reject the bond measure and leave it to our children and grandchildren to have to replace our library at three times the cost. I worked up a rough estimate of what it would cost in 2017 dollars to build a new library and parking garage to replace what we already have. Replacement library, 95,398 square feet times $446 per square foot equals $42,547,508. Replacement parking garage, 90,384 square feet at $100 per square foot equals $9,038,400. Total, $51,585,908. So, compare this to the amount of the library bond measure, $18,600,000. That amount will increase taxes by less than $25 per year for 80% of Salem homeowners, something most of us can well afford. Where I come from in the UK, we tend not to discard our older buildings. We are frugal and we respect our older buildings. We take care of them and update them when needed. In the case of our library, why not spend $18.6 million today to make the library fully functional for decades to come? In my opinion, it would be foolish not to do that. So I sincerely hope that Salem voters will make the right choice on November 7th and approve the library bond measure. That would be a wise investment to make. Jeffrey C. James, AIA. Still on page 15, another argument in favor. The Willamette Valley Genealogical Society asks for your vote for the library bond measure. Since 1968, the Willamette Valley Genealogical Society has served our community by building one of the best family history research collections in Oregon and making it available without charge and with assistance from our dedicated and knowledgeable corps of volunteers. Coincidentally, 1968 was the last time that we in Salem were asked to pass a bond measure for our Salem Public Library. Nearly a half century later, it is time once again to ask voters in Salem to step up and support our library, this time with an $18.6 million measure to renew our library and make it earthquake safe. In 2015, we moved our priceless and irreplaceable family history research collection from the State Library to the Salem Public Library, where it is now available for public use. If the library were to be seriously damaged or even collapse in an earthquake, our collection that we have been building for nearly half a century could be lost. Let's do the right thing and, after 49 years, vote once again for library bonds that will eliminate the risk to our collection and to all the library collections, not to mention the many hundreds of library users, staff, and volunteers, like us, who are at risk. Please vote yes for the library bond measure. Elizabeth D. Tice, President, Willamette Valley Genealogical Society. This information furnished by Judy Martin, Renew Our Library Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 16, continuing with arguments in favor, the Friends of the Library encourage you to vote yes to renew our library. The Friends of the Salem Public Library are proud to be the oldest library support group in the city. We began in August of 1965 and soon after held our first book sale and began working with the City Council for better library funding. At that time, Salem's library was still housed in the old Carnegie Library at State and Winter Streets. Our new Salem Public Library opened in 1972, and the Friends have been a strong presence ever since, with our book sales and the Friends bookstore. The money we raise from these efforts supports programs including the Library Summer Reading Program, the Discovery Room for Children, the Lucky Day Collection, and the Family Festival of the Arts. Our mission is to stimulate use of the library's resources and services, to receive and encourage gifts, to promote and encourage the growth and expansion of the library, and to support and cooperate with the library in developing services and facilities for the community. We strongly support Measure 24-423, the library bond measure, so that our library can be made earthquake safe and modernized to meet our community's needs for decades to come. Please join the Friends of the Library in voting yes on Measure 24-423. Jean Stewart, President, Friends of the Salem Public Library. Still on page 16, another argument in favor. Protect Salem's history. Vote yes on Measure 24-423. We are local historians who have great appreciation for the historical collections of the Salem Public Library. Generations of librarians, with the help of volunteers, have been diligently collecting books, photographs, reports, articles, and other historical materials for 105 years, all of which are housed in our main library. Many of these historical materials are irreplaceable. If we were to lose them, we would lose a good portion of the history of Salem. That's why we were disturbed to learn that a 2014 engineering report commissioned by the city from the Portland firm of Berger Abam concluded that our library may not survive a major earthquake like a Cascadia subduction dome earthquake. Our library, built in the early 1970s, has no earthquake reinforcement and may collapse or be severely damaged. Even worse, the report concludes that there is a likelihood of a catastrophic fire following an earthquake because of inadequate fire suppression systems and gas piping that lacks flexible couplings. There are many reasons to fund a seismic upgrade of our library. The loss of life could be horrific if the library is open when an earthquake strikes. But as local historians, we want to speak for our local history collections that we have an obligation to preserve and protect for future generations. Please join us in voting yes for Measure 24-423, the Library Bond Measure. Virginia Green, David Jean Lewis, John Ritter, Evaluation Report, City of Salem Central Public Library, Berger Abam, February 14, 2014. This information furnished by Judy Martin, Renew Our Library Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 17, another argument in favor of Measure 24-423. Camerata Musica asks for your support of the library bond measure. For the past 40 years, our organization, Camerata Musica, has presented free chamber music concerts for the Salem community. We would have difficulty offering these quality concerts without charge were it not for the partnership we have enjoyed with the Salem Public Library. Now we want to return the favor by urging you to support our library by voting yes on Measure 24-423, the library bond measure. Our partnership with the library began in 1980 with concerts in the library's Anderson Room. Since 1991, we have presented our concerts in the Locus Auditorium with its excellent acoustics and intimate feel that make it superb for use. The library's staff has always been wonderfully supportive. The library is a vital community resource not only for our concerts, but for so many other events for adults and for children that contribute to the quality of life for Salem residents. We understand that an engineering study in 2014 concluded that Lucas Auditorium does not meet seismic safety standards. We need to correct that problem as soon as possible. This bond measure gives us that opportunity. Please join us in voting yes on Measure 24-423. We look forward to seeing you at a future concert. George Struble, President, Camerata Musica. Evaluation Report, City of Salem Central Public Library, Berger Abam, February 14, 2014. Still on page 17, another argument in favor of 24-423. Salem Audubon Society recommends a yes vote on Measure 24-423. Since 1979, the Salem Audubon Society has worked to connect people to nature through education focused on birds, other wildlife and their habitats, and conservation and restoration of natural ecosystems. To this end, we promote the enjoyment of birds and environmental stewardship with educational programs, birding field trips, and involvement of volunteers in education, advocacy, and restoration projects. We owe much of our success in fulfilling this mission to the Salem Public Library, one of our most valued community partners. We sponsor monthly programs for our public with presentations on topics related to nature in the Luke's Auditorium with its ample seating and excellent accommodations. Over the past year, nearly 700 Salem area residents have attended these free educational events. The Salem Audubon Society encourages your support of Measure 24-423, which will fund a seismic retrofit of the Salem Public Library and its parking structure. The library is a community resource widely used by children, students, and adults. The community deserves a seismic safe place to gather, access books and other media, learn, and exchange ideas. Ray Temple, President, Salem Audubon Society. This information furnished by Judy Martin, Renew Our Library Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 18, another argument in favor. Ukulele fans of Oregon say yes, vote for Measure 24-423. Our group looked for a community partner to help us fulfill our mission, to bring the fun of music to everyone with our favorite instrument, the ukulele. We approached the Salem Public Library, and they eagerly partnered with us. They set up a lending program for the ukuleles we donated and gave us space for our monthly jam sessions. They support our ukulele classes and programs for the community that have filled the terrific Lucas Auditorium. The Salem Public Library is one of the greatest assets in Salem. It celebrates our individuals and collective creativity. It offers a collaborative environment that builds friendships and community. We need to do everything possible to support and preserve it. The small annual cost to the average homeowner, about the price of a large pizza, will make our library earthquake safe. It will provide renovations and improvements to preserve the library for decades to come. The Salem Public Library serves all of us and in many ways. The community groups, the students, the general population receive countless benefits from our library. We need our library, and now it needs us. Please join the ukulele fans of Oregon and vote yes on Measure 24-423. Danielle Shomiak, Ukulele Fans of Oregon. Still on page 18, another argument in favor. Children's Educational Theater supports renewing our library. Since 1974, Children's Educational Theater has been enriching kids' lives through theater arts, actively engaging the students who learn and thrive in our exciting and educational program. We benefit immensely from our community partnership with the Salem Public Library. Our annual summer performance in the library Luke's Auditorium to accompany their annual summer reading program is one of six CET productions and a highlight of our season. In many ways, our mission echoes that of the Salem Public Library in our desire to transform the lives of generations of children by the work that we do. We understand, however, that the Luke's Auditorium is not earthquake compliant. An engineering study that the City Commission in 2014 concluded that in the event of a major earthquake, the lives of auditorium performers and audiences would be at serious risk. Evaluation report, City of Salem Central Library, Berger, ABAM, February 14, 2014. Thankfully, our City Council has put Measure 24-423 on the November 7th ballot to address this issue. They asked that the community step up to fund repairs and improvements to the Luke's Auditorium, as well as to the rest of the library and parking structure to satisfy safety standards. As an important partner in serving Salem's children and families, Children's Educational Theater encourages you to support Measure 24-423 so that we can all be assured that the library remains a valued cultural partner and a viable resource for our community. Robert Solberg, Executive Director, Children's Educational Theater. This information furnished by Judy Martin, Renew Our Library Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 19, continuing with arguments in favor. Jerry Frank endorses Measure 24-423. Libraries are the heart of the community, and Salem has a wonderful one. They provide the essential services to help people, neighborhoods, and our economy thrive. Here, every day, people are able to take advantage of the resources that are open to everyone, from internet access, books, newspapers, magazines, all the way to homework help, computer classes, language programs, and more. For the folks that are unable to attend college or just lack the resources, the library makes it possible to grow, learn, and even start your own business. As one of the founders and members of the Salem Public Library Foundation, I have always seen the importance and need to improve library offerings as well as the facility so they can, in turn, build new partnerships and better serve our community needs. Therefore, I endorse Measure 24-423, and I encourage you all to do the same. The passing of this bond measure will mean much more than extending the life of the library, but it will also mean better protecting the lives of others in case of a natural disaster. Please join me in voting yes for Measure 24-423 so that we can support the library that has helped support our community all of these years. Jerry Frank. Continuing on page 19, final argument in favor of Measure 24-423. City of Salem, AFSCME Local 2067 encourages you to vote yes to renew our library. AFSCME Local 2067 is proud to be the largest labor union at the City of Salem. Dozens of our members work daily in the Salem Public Library, and hundreds of our members' families use the Salem Library regularly. Safety is a priority for all of us, and voting yes on Measure 24-423 will not only help keep library staff and community patrons safe, it will help safeguard the library that we all treasure. In 2014, the City of Salem commissioned an engineering study that concluded our library is vulnerable to earthquakes. Source, Evaluation Report, City of Salem Central Public Library, Berger, ABAM, February 14, 2014. On any given day, up to 1,600 children, adults, and seniors visit the Salem Library, in addition to dozens of library staff and dedicated volunteers. We cannot continue to put their lives at risk and need to act now for a safe library. Please join the City of Salem Union members and vote yes on Measure 24-423 in the upcoming November 7th special election. Richard Swires, Executive Board, City of Salem, AFSCME Local 2067. This information furnished by Judy Martin, Renew Our Library Committee. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.